With us today is Brian Jack, senior advisor to the president, and he's going to run for the Congress, third election district in Georgia. Well, Brian Jack, are you going to straighten out Georgia for once and for all?
Well, thank you very much for having me, John. It's an honor to be on this show. As we see today, what's happened with President Trump being hauled into a courtroom completely unfairly, so too is that happening in my state. And that's one of the reasons why I'm motivated to run for Congress. I think President Trump needs more effective, loyal allies in Congress. I saw it for my 4 years in the White House, and this is my home district. It opened up. I was serving on President Trump's campaign, helping him win Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. But when this seat opened up, we both viewed this as an opportunity to get a pro-Trump ally in that seat, but more importantly, an effective voice for the people of Georgia's 3rd Congressional District so we can go to Washington and advance his agenda and clean up all the mess that Joe Biden's made.
Brian, why is Congress such a mess? I mean, people are resigning, people are walking away, and I couldn't believe what our Congresswoman did the other day.
Yeah, so I think that the reason why it's so gridlocked is, first and foremost, we only have a 1-2 seat majority. I think that with President Trump atop the ticket, I saw this in 2016 and certainly in 2020, and I just want to take a note, in 2020, I was the White House political director, and everybody thought that we would at best gain 1 or 2 seats. With President Trump atop the ticket, we gained 15 seats in 2020, defying every political prognosticator's prediction. So I believe, as it relates to the dysfunction today, we have an opportunity this election cycle to generate another Republican wave and perhaps expand our majority in the House 10, 20, 30 seats. I think President Trump atop the ticket has that singular ability to drive that turnout. And if we're able to do it, I don't think you're going to find the dysfunction today within the next administration. First, certainly with President Trump in the White House, you're going to have a president who has a very clear and concise agenda. And if we do our job right, we're going to have a Republican majority to effectuate that agenda.
So, Brian, let me ask you this question. Why should the people in your congressional district support you as opposed to any of the other Republican candidates in the primary?
No, a very fair question. Well, I look at my record of success with President Trump. When you're facing a vote, you've got your vote's the most personal thing you can offer a candidate. You walk into a voting booth, you're putting your trust and faith in somebody on that ballot. And in me, you have somebody that grew up in this district, loves this district, has spent an enormous amount of time when I can in this district. But for the last 8 years of my life, I put everything on hold, working for who I believe is the greatest president of our lifetimes, President Trump. In me, you'll have somebody that can hit the ground running. I don't need training wheels on the first day. Working for President Trump over the last 8 years, I've learned an extraordinary amount, but also accomplished an extraordinary amount. And if I'm sworn into Congress as the next congressman from Georgia's 3rd Congressional District, you will have a very loyal but very effective ally on day one for our America First agenda.
And what's the biggest issue facing your district in Georgia?
Without question, immigration. We saw the tragedy of what happened to Lake and Riley. Immigration and the open border, it is an existential threat to our country. It's my belief that Joe Biden's trying to erase what it means to be an American citizen. I think a lot of it's about adding Democrat votes to the voter rolls. I think that's one of the things driving his open border agenda. So, I mean, we know how imperative it is. You can't have as the president says, you don't have a country if you don't have borders. We have to implement his America First border agenda, and that's one of the things that will be the defining issue of this campaign. I also think, if I can just add, weaponization of justice is going to continue to percolate. As I noted, I've traveled with President Trump to New York yesterday. What he's having to endure today is also, as I noted, reflective of what's happening in Atlanta, what will continue to happen across the country unless we get back to a fair system, a balanced system of justice.
And President Trump has endorsed you, and the primary is what date?
Yes, sir. So the primary is May 21st. The president was kind enough to offer an encouragement, a public encouragement that I run, and then just a few days later we had a rally in Georgia just outside of this district. The president was kind enough to bring me on stage and endorse me on stage in front of thousands and thousands of Georgians.
Brian Jack, good luck. And we'll be right behind you, and we support you. And let's straighten out Georgia, Brian.
And let's win Georgia in November so we can have a red wave, not just for the White House, but also the Senate and, of course, the House as well. So thank you very much.
God bless.
Thank you, sir.